West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, week two of the three-week early voting period beginning on Monday for the 2024 November 5th general election. Among the challenged races on ballots in Carroll County, the District 71 State House seat, with Republican Judd Howard and Democrat Quasi Hudson looking to succeed Jay Collins, who after 8 years as the House rep did not seek re-election in 2024. Howard was the guest on a recent WLBB Community Voice program.
My wife, Natalie, we've got two children, and just sort of looking at them and, you know, what is this state going to look like? What's the nation going to look like when they're growing up? Gets to be somewhat challenging in my mind. So, you know, some of that and some of the issues that we face in running our small family business sort of encouraged me to get out and be more involved. And when Jay decided not to run for this seat, I had some people reach out and ask if we were interested. So we prayed about it, talked about it, and we've been working hard and look forward to finishing up here in the next couple of weeks.
And that complete Community Voice interview with Howard is now available online at newstalk1330.com. Hudson will be on the Community Voice program this coming Friday. Friends and family of Robert Jones saying their final goodbyes over the weekend, remembering a man who was a master taxidermist, published author, singer, a veteran, a historian, also the founder of the West Georgia Museum, and known for helping make Spencer the opossum the most famous marsupial in the U.S. Robert, fondly known as Bud Jones, passed away peacefully Thursday, October 17th at the age of 94. It was in the late 1980s that, as chairman of the Tallapoosa Cultural Committee, Jones suggested building a museum. A vacant building was secured, refurbished, and stocked with artifacts donated by community members. And on July 4th, 1990, the West Georgia Museum of Tallapoosa opened to the public. After outgrowing that original site, the museum opened at its current location on its 10th anniversary, July 4th, 2000. As a taxidermist, Jones stuffed the opossum used during the famous Tallapoosa Possum Drop as part of the city's New Year's Eve celebration. Members of the Carrollton High School debate team spent part of their fall break in Taiwan, competing against a handful of other powerhouse debate teams from the U.S., Taiwan, and Vietnam in the international debate tournament held at the Taipei American School.
The coach at the Taipei American School has been working very diligently to get the American form of debate into that part of the world. So this was a competition that was established to try to bring together as many people as it could. And so that was what we were fortunate enough to be a part of.
Carrollton High School debate coach Richard Bracknell says Luke Zimmer and Audrey Browning from Carrollton's debate team emerged as champions of the six-round tournament.
We were debating the increased security at the southern border of the United States. Even the schools that we were debating from other countries were debating the same topic as we were.
And while the winning students can now add international debate champions to the list of their accomplishments, Bracknell says the trip and experience itself is something they are not likely to forget anytime soon.
You can't put young people together for any period of time without them kind of building friendships, especially when you're competing. Through the competition, you develop friendship. Relationships develop out of curiosity. Here are some Americans. Let's see what they're all about. The school that was hosting did a number of activities that put the kids together in a social setting.
The Carrollton High School debate team will be going after its fifth consecutive state championship in February of next year. The Carroll County Schools District later this week announcing the system's 2025 Teacher of the Year during the monthly Board of Education meeting on Thursday. The three finalists are Stanley Clark from Central High School, Christina Flores from Providence Elementary School, and Claudia Lancheros from Temple High School. All Teachers of the Year from all county schools will be honored with a reception prior to Thursday's board meeting at the Carroll County Schools Performing Arts Center. A state Senate subcommittee on homeowners associations, which is headed up by District 28 State Senator Matt Brass, will meet for a second time on Tuesday. The subcommittee is examining homeowners associations, which are organizations in residential communities responsible for enforcing rules and regulations, maintaining common areas, and managing community services across Georgia. Upon its conclusion, it will ensure that these entities comply with state law and uphold residents' constitutional rights. Brass has stated that HOAs undoubtedly serve a purpose in our communities, but like any governing body, their power cannot be limitless. I look forward to chairing this subcommittee and working alongside my Senate colleagues to tackle this issue. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.